Dispatches from the front. Schools need COVID tests. A day in the life of a COVID head teacher. A primary head teacher and new member as the head teacher of a large primary school in the south of England. I'm used to working long hours with a certain amount of stress and a lot of job satisfaction. Since the COVID pandemic, things have become increasingly challenging. My day starts at 8 a.m. with sorting out staffing. Last week I had staff off every day, not because they had COVID, but because someone they were living with had symptoms so needed a test. This is where the problems begin. Staff were offered appointments in Scotland, Telford, Bristol, the Isle of Wight, Weymouth and Portsmouth. Staff sent their availability to the website, applying as many as 9 times, to try to get a test, each time having to start again as the website kept crashing. This has been repeated for parents who are trying to get tests for someone in their family, so the children have to miss school until the parents manage to get a test. This is infuriating. I had staff off all week, unnecessarily, because they couldn't get a test. Every head I've spoken to has had the same problem. We have been given 10 tests by the government, only to be used on families who cannot get to a test center. These will go very quickly, if things continue as they are. Teacher cover is very difficult, and will get very costly. This is just not good enough. To expect me to run a school, when we just cannot get tests, is impossible. Once I have made sure there is a qualified adult in front of every class, I have to start the process of safely getting children into school. We start at 8:40 a.m, and it takes until 9:30 a.m. Ensuring that 700 children and parents get into school safely is no mean feat. The first day of term was carnage as no one really knew where they were going, or what was happening, despite us sending videos to parents, and preparing them in the best way that we could. The one-way system means there are queues everywhere, and ensuring social distancing in the queues is virtually impossible, despite everyone trying very hard. Parents are not used to dropping their children, and going straight away. This is challenging for some of them who are used to social contact in the school playground. The children have been amazing, and have settled back into school very well. Classrooms look very different, with all of the tables facing the front, and no book corner or soft furnishings. Things have improved as the week has progressed, and we are all slowly getting used to the new normal. At this point I have a couple of hours to do all the other things that need doing. Visiting every class, and connecting with children and adults, writing the school improvement plan, meeting staff and reviewing procedures, talking to parents, child protection work, reassuring staff who are understandably anxious, working on how to reduce our budget deficit when costs have gone up and income down due to COVID, checking up on pupil attendance, and so on. Lunchtime begins at 11:45 a.m. and finishes at 1:15 p.m. Myself and my deputies sterilize tables between year group bubble sittings, as I have no extra staff available to do this, and have no money to employ extra staff. Each year group has half an hour in the dinner hall and half an hour in their outside bubble space. We are lucky enough to have 2 halls, and both are needed in order for us to keep the year group bubbles as separate as possible. If we have a positive case, bubbles will have to go home, so we try to reduce contact between bubbles as much as possible. I then have just over an hour to do some work before we have to start dismissing the children from the school between 2:50 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. This is tricky as we have to ensure all the children are dismissed safely, and it is the second time in the day that parents have to queue. Again, this has got quicker as the week has progressed. At 3:30 p.m. we have a daily briefing about what has worked well, and what changes we need to make. I then meet with my staff or senior team. At 6 p.m. I arrive home feeling very tired. I have a break for an hour or so, and then answer the 100 plus emails I have received that day. By 9 p.m. I'm falling asleep on the sofa and stagger to bed to try to get enough energy to do it all again the next day. We are down to 2 English teachers, possibly 1 as I write this. We are down to 2 teachers in the English department, and possibly will only have 1 left by the start of the next week. 2 of us have symptomatic children, so we have to isolate until they've been tested. One has a niece who tested positive, so she has to isolate her whole family for 14 days after close contact with her. The poor woman only started working with us on the 1st of September. Students are in base rooms and teachers are rotating around the school to minimize movement on the site. This means that cover work must be left in the correct classrooms all over the school, rather than stuck to the desk in one room like it used to be. So if I'm a head of department, I might be printing off, photocopying and leaving cover work in 20 different rooms on any given morning. All of this has to be done before the school day begins. If the head of department is isolating, the school expects the remaining teachers to sort all of this out. By Monday, all of this could fall upon one teacher. And I should mention that we have to sanitize before and after we touch anything, including paper. That's 40 pumps of sanitizer before 8.15 am. A secondary English teacher and new rep, new normal, more cases, no tests. Cases are arising in more and more schools, including mine. It's almost impossible to get a test, online or otherwise, despite being priority. Staff are getting ill, students are getting ill. No recognition from the government of the situation in schools after only a few weeks. What we need: regular testing now. Rapid expansion of online resources and computer equipment available to students. Stop battering our students with exam stress and attendance targets. A teacher and new health and safety rep. Our school's okay, but the guidance and funding isn't. We are fortunate at our place. The senior leadership team has been proactive and put a lot in place and kept staff in the loop, myself as union rep in particular. I have approached them with suggestions to amend certain things, which have been well received. The risk assessment is well thought out, follows guidance, and is tailored to suit the school. All vulnerable staff have a personal risk assessment which they were included in. Bubbles are clearly defined and adhered to, cleaning is regular and consistent. The failings come from a lack of clarity in guidance from the government, and what is essentially a disregard for the concept of social distancing, plus a lack of funding to support already decimated school budgets. Like I say, despite these problems, and being in one of the most deprived areas in the country, we've been fortunate so far, but many schools are not as well equipped to put as much in place as we have. I won't say it's all been without issues. The wider reopening saw me having to raise a number of issues on behalf of members. This wasn't well received, but it got the changes needed. A primary teacher and new rep,